Welcome back to 997. This is Season 7, Episode 6, featuring Layla Mustafa, a music marketing and brand partnerships professional with years of experience from The Fader to RCA Records. Layla introduces Courtney's playful standout single, What's Up, as well as a sync-ready offering from Zakeel. We hit Jersey and explore the intricate lyricism of Chris Patrick and bounce in Providence with Nino Francis. Casper pushes Drake's influence forward, and Kasha wakes us up with her lively, dynamic delivery, No Kink in the Wire, amongst much more, live from Move Forward Music and brought to you by Amuse.io. This is not a podcast. This is not a radio show. This is Not 97. Enjoy. Welcome back to Not 97, not a podcast, not a radio show, Season 7, Episode 6, brought to you by Amuse.io, hosted by Move Forward Music. We got the normal squad around the table. Rashad the Dot, Wave God, happy MLK Day. How you living?
Yo, what's good? Chilling, man. You know what I mean? Regular Monday.
It's not a regular Monday. We had the day off.
Man, I don't be working. Like I be at the house, man. I'm on my paternity leave.
Oh my God.
Congratulations. Wow.
Genesis, thank you. Monday. How was your
happy
day off?
Monday. My day off was great. I did nothing. All I did was listen to Bad Bunny today. It was not a bad day.
Exactly.
We got a very special guest on the stream this evening. Layla Mustafa, music marketing, brand partnerships, The Fader, RCA. Layla, welcome to Not 97.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited.
Do you want to introduce yourself to everybody? Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I am the global brand partnerships lifestyle marketing manager over at RCA Records. Formerly, I did brand partnerships and marketing over at The Fader. And before that, I was actually working in tech. So music has been a generally new shift for me in the career world, but I'm happy to be here.
How did you make that move?
Honestly, I would say it was right time at the right place. I just happened to know someone who worked at The Fader, and I wanted to make the jump. So I had inquired about a job at The Fader that I knew nothing about in advertising operations, which is a lot of like technical work. And I learned how to use a bunch of random programs on YouTube and finessed my way into the industry. That's my story.
That's how you do it.
There you go. That's how you do it.
It's truly
YouTube University.
Yes, sir.
We're very happy to have you. We appreciate the work that you do and are excited to get into it and hear your picks for the night. So yeah, I'm going to start it off. First pick of the night. I have an artist that is very kind of unknown. Relatively speaking, she doesn't really exist on the internet. Like she's got like 20 Instagram followers and there's like 2 images on her Instagram page. But she produced, wrote, directed the video, shot the video, edited the video all herself. From Dayton, Ohio. She lives in LA now. And I was just kind of, I don't know where I found this, but really was just kind of captivated by her sound and intrigued. And then as I dove in and realized that there was a lot of like unknowns there, it made me really interested, as that kind of narrative always does. She has a couple different singles on SoundCloud, but this is the first song that was released on streaming services. And I believe maybe the first video that she has out. So yeah, let's get into it. Her name is Say You, and this is a song called Raining Summer. Thank you.
missing. Hope you couldn't give your head up. So what I'm missing, all in a message. Too mixed up, misunderstood. Girl, where you going? Girl, what's coming? Nothing's good when all gets fucked.
The debut single from Say You, Rain and Summer.
Fire.
That's fresh. The debut single, that's so hard.
Yeah, like, man. I was just, the production on it had me like intrigued right away. And then like her delivery, I think I first saw it on SoundCloud. So it was like the production and then the delivery was interesting. And then when I saw the video, it like everything about it feels so authentic, feels so just like, you know, honest to herself. And I love that kind of DIY energy when it comes to videos and when it's clear that like, you know, she set up her camera and shot it herself and then took the footage and edited it up. And I oftentimes tell younger artists that like that kind of thing is possible. It's possible to have that kind of energy and it helps like kind of connect with the fan base and connect with people because they see a really kind of unapologetic image of yourself. And I think to me, that's like, you know, a special image to get from the artist.
Yeah. How the beat started, it instantly like just becomes very mesmerizing. And like even her little like drum breakdowns too are really like, I don't know, just the way that the beat was made was very well done. And then just her voice was just very like airy and smooth. And it just felt like it gives you like a very zen type of mood when you're like listening to the song.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely some like Sunday morning cleaning music. I'm really into it. I was excited to do this podcast just because y'all are fire, but also I just realized, like, I think it finally hit me that I'm going to walk out of this with some, like, fire-ass music as well.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So, great, great first pick.
Yeah, I think also we always go around the table in the same way. It's like me, then the guest, then Rashad and Genesis. So, when I'm playing the first pick, I oftentimes think about, like, setting the vibe a little bit. And I think that similar to what you're saying, like a Sunday morning, you wake up and put this on. Like, I'm just trying to set the vibe. Like, we're warming up. But Genesis, you're right.
We also have a cleaning playlist. So that's perfect. You hear me? Like, that's
boom. Yeah. The fact that we have a cleaning playlist and you mentioned that.
True. And we have to update the cleaning playlist.
This is very much clean. Yeah.
It's
clean and stare at the sky type vibe too.
Stare at the sky. I think I oftentimes fall into that pocket of like songs that are kind of mesmerizing and that you can get lost in because like as Rashad knows, when I find a song that I like, I will just listen to it on repeat. Like that's like how I know the song is good, that I can just listen to it over and over and still enjoy it. And that's what I ended up doing with the song. Like for the last few days, I just like kept going back to it and being like, I just want to hear it again. I just want to hear it again. And to me, that proves to me that it's worth it.
It's definitely the type of song that you can play on a continuous loop and not even realize. Because it's just so smooth that you're like, this can just keep playing all day in the background and I wouldn't be mad at it at all. I love that.
Yeah. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but you know, I was going to say before all this, it's like a little, it's a trance, like a little trancy vibe, you know, he just let it rock in the background or, you know, that's all I'll say. I had to listen to it more times, get into the lyrics and like everything, but in general, definitely a vibe.
Yeah. And for an artist that has no, like no following, like this video has like 400 views maybe. Like I just was like intrigued. I was like, damn, I need to learn more about who she is and what she does and all of that. So I'm excited to keep trying to dig and connect with her and figure out what her story is about. Layla, you're next. Tell us about Courtney.
Courtney. Okay. So ironically, I got hip to Courtney in 2017. I want to say she did like an Airbnb experience show. So I literally bought the ticket because I just wanted to go to a live show for somebody that I had never heard of before. And I still remember the first time I saw her, she was in this like really fire, like red outfit, just completely breathtaking and had the most incredible voice. And it was one of those like soulful old school voices that we only heard back in like the 90s. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, this chick is fire. Ironically, through like mutual friends throughout the years, Courtney and I have actually become friends. And I remember it, the first time I told her, I was like, yo, I actually saw you like perform before we even knew each other. So I've always just been like such a fan. Like I'm a little biased, clearly, but I think Courtney's incredible.
Fire. All right, you want to introduce the track?
Courtney's song, What's Up? This video is one of my favorites. It really just embodies Black beauty and just highlights the, you know, the magical energy that is a Black beauty shop. So What's Up? The video is just as amazing as the song. And that's really all I can say about it. And it doesn't even give it justice.
Let's do it.
Think I just missed the train by a minute. Too good to rush anyway. Could take a car, but don't wanna spend it. Later, I'll find somebody who'll pay. I've been out in a minute. I've been laying low, taking my money up. I've been focusing on my spirit. Now I'm back and better, honestly, it's too much. I've been out in a minute.
Fire.
That video is so well done. Wow. Yeah.
She killed it.
When you sent me that, I went to the video and it was done by 90 Degree Collective, which is like King Casket and Amir and all of those homies, and all of them snapped. The video is fire. The song is fire. Like, I was hot when you sent that to me.
It's so funny how things like that happen where you're like, damn, I know all these fire people that do cool shit. And then you randomly find that they're all connected. It's weird, but it's fire.
Beautiful. But it shows that you're all on the same wavelength.
For sure.
Yeah, that the video is definitely the elevated the track to a whole nother level, honestly. The video brought, when you see it, like, it's like, okay, this is like some top of the line shit. This is it right here. And then her voice is smooth, like you said, and it's perfect mixture.
Yeah, because the song itself is a bop. Like, you hear that song, and honestly, sure. I was like, yo, I'm pissed that we didn't get to hear this song last summer. Like, I'm pissed that we didn't get to like be out in Brooklyn and hear that song drop and get to dance, because the song's a bop. But then the video comes in, and like, I was in the fucking YouTube description looking at like, who's the stylist here, like, who's that? Because everybody killed that shit
for sure. I love that.
Also, and it has that good replay value, like on that tip that I always say it's like almost that R&B pop vibe where it's like it can easily hit a lot of playlists, a lot of like replay value in general. Just
also, I don't know when she wrote this song. I mean, she's in the chat right now, so maybe she can tell me, but I don't know if she wrote this song during quarantine, but the lyrics of it are like hit so hard for all of us that it's like, you know,
yes.
I ain't been out in a minute. I've been laying low, counting my money up, or like I've been taking care of my spirit. It's like all of us, none of us have been out for a minute.
Literally.
Have not.
Literally.
Oh, she said no, she actually wrote it a year before. So I'm like, yo, she was on some next shit.
Damn.
Like,
yeah,
she was predicting the future.
In the future with it. Yeah.
She predicted the future with that one.
Facts. That's crazy.
No, but this song is really good. This is reminds me of like getting ready on like IG Live music. Like, that's the type of energy I get with it.
Yeah. Wait, see that? Getting ready on IG Live.
Yeah, like wait, getting, you know, like those girls who like when you are like you know, like girls
like
that are
glamming
like
up. Make,
yeah.
The glam girls.
Yes, exactly.
It's definitely a pregame song before you go out and just decide to like talk to random niggas all night. Like, that's the type of energy I get from that song as well. It's like, I'm literally just gonna go out and talk to strangers is how I feel. In a safe way, of course, but
in a safe environment, of course.
Oh my God.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, she said exactly.
I see that. pregame jam.
For sure.
Yes.
Nah, I love that. I definitely gonna have that stuck in my head. And just be repeating to myself, like, I ain't been out in a minute.
She said, get one of them to call your Uber home. Girl, absolutely. For sure. And buy your buy your post-function meal. Thank you very much. Okay.
I love that. Is that off of a whole record that we can listen to?
I don't know. Let's see.
I'm trying to see it because I want to hear more.
Shout out to the live interaction going on in the chat right now.
I love that Courtney's like in the combo too. Like, that's what makes this even. Oh, EP coming out soon.
EP coming out soon. Check for that. New Courtney EP. Hell yeah.
Love.
Rashad, where are you taking us?
Oh, shit. I'm up. Yeah, sir. Bet. So, first trip around the sun. You know, I'm not gonna do a super intro. I'ma just tell y'all after. I'ma do it's Nino Francis with Come Home.
Tell me that you've had enough. Tell me that you saved it all for me. Tell me that you're out of touch. Tell me when you're coming home to me. What's holding you back, baby? Is it 'cause of my past? No reason for hesitation. We can make this thing last. All you gotta do is say yes, say yes. No, you thinking about it, say yes, say yes. All you gotta do is say yes, say yes. No, you thinking about it, say yes, say yes. Da 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 da. Tell me that you'll let me in. Tell me that I'm everything you need. Tell me how you really feel. Tell me when you're coming home to me. So you worry about secrets, and we've got one we both know that I can't keep. I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about you, baby. You're the reason for the nights I cannot sleep. All you gotta do is say yes, say yes. No, you thinking about it, say yes, say yes. All you gotta do is say yes, say yes. No, you thinking about it, say yes, say yes. Da 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 da.
Yes,
wow. Wow.
This is my favorite song of the night.
If there was a movie being made about my life and there was some like sad, pensive moment where I'm pacing down like Tompkins or some shit after someone just broke up with me, like this would be the song that would be playing in the background of that movie for sure. Without a doubt.
Yep.
Nah, I feel it.
She just painted a whole picture of.
Yeah, I don't even know how to follow that up.
She's like, this is the soundtrack to my life.
Literally.
But, and, you know, I love it. Basically, that's what I found this, and it was like, this guy's from Providence, Rhode Island. This in particular video only has like 2,000 views. He got like one other song or two other songs on YouTube that have like under 1,000 views, and he produces his shit. He designs his shit. He's singing, obviously. And like, I'm like, this shit is just hard. Like, I, you know, he's not much information. He's not like on or anything. Like, he doesn't have like any press. So I was I gotta play this.
This is fire.
Song is,
I love
so
it.
Good.
And I love this visual. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's, there's like stunning shots, but then there's like that like playful kind of studio shot of him on the chair, like unique kind of editing. Yeah, the whole thing. And then I looked it up and he produced the whole track, obviously recorded and wrote it, and like whole package. Like, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. He got like his own little like website and like, you know, his merch shit going. Like, he really got, you know, me, I'm always on the brand and shit. Like, he got his whole shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My favorite part about this is just he's not doing too much with the song, with the production, the video. Like, you could have easily like done the most, but he kind of laid back. And even like with the lyrics stay very just like simple, but very honest and direct. And one, men don't tend to be that honest and direct. So I was very surprised by this song, by like the way that he's addressing like what he's talking about. I was just like, this is a very mature way of like writing lyrics. So
definitely.
That was another thing that impressed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's like,
that game is, you know what it reminded me of? Obviously, probably everybody thinking this, Toro Imar a lot.
Oh, and then for sure.
He had like some local like write up that I did read, and he was saying like he was influenced by like Jay-Z and Bon Iver together. So I'm like, okay, that kind of makes wow. like honest lyrics and then like Bon Iver's sound put into one person. Yeah. I guess that could make something.
Yeah. I like the energy. Cause it's like you guys are saying, it's like sweet and like vulnerable, but he's also like confident in it. You know, he's got a little bit of swagger with it. And Genesis, to your point, like the lyrics are simple enough that like after a few listens, like you've got them down. And you can kind of like bop and like sing along with him, which is like, you know, that's like
the melody.
Yeah. It's like
like it stays stuck in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like a subtle thing that like, you know, when it's done right, it seems like it's effortless, but that's actually like a very hard thing to create.
Can I just say it kind of gives me, okay, hear me out. I know this is going to sound a little wild, but it kind of gives me like Drake passion fruit energy. And what I mean by that is I think that the song is adaptable and that you can listen to it in an elevator. You can listen to it in the park. You can listen to it when you're sad. You can listen to it when you're happy. And I kind of get that same level of like flexibility in the visuals and the track in general that I'm like, this is what a passion fruit ass song is. Is Facts. Like you could just play it anywhere and it just kind of makes sense.
Passion fruit ass song. That's a new genre.
Passion fruit ass.
Layla, can you make
new
us
playlist.
A, can you make a playlist called Passion Fruit Ass Songs?
I got you.
Nah, for real.
It's a passion fruit ass song.
It's crazy that you say that because I feel like both my picks tonight kind of sound like some Drake, low key.
Rashad, I was going to say that. I was like, yo, I was like, Layla, hold up because Rashad is in his bag tonight and just wait for his second pick.
Hey.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Hey, 2020, honestly, 2020 is the first time I really even like started listening to Drake for real. Like heavy. Like his newer shit, like after So Far Gone, because I was like on a anti-Drake. So maybe I like, my ear has turned on to like Drake sounding people.
Drake sounds. to passion fruit ass sounds.
Yeah, crazy.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
I can see it.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Nino Francis, for real. You say he's from Providence?
Yeah, Zuri, Rhode Island.
Fire. I like that.
Yeah. And he got his other, go on his YouTube channel. He got this other video that's out that's hard too. I had a hard time picking, but this one just had like a better visual.
What's the other one called?
Man, you hit me with the Inquisitor type question.
I'm just trying to find out.
He got like four videos though. Like if you go to his Nino Francis like YouTube channel, you'll see it. I forget exactly what it's called.
Nah. Shout out to Nino Francis.
Facts.
Shout out Nino
Genesis,
Francis.
Where we going?
Genesis.
We're going to London.
Oh, let's go.
So this girl Tara released a project called Cavalier. And I'm actually like kind of like kicking myself in the ass about it because I'm like, I wish I had found this sooner and put this in our best of 2020 list because this project is just like 15 minutes of like everything I love about music. Like it's like the most like sensitive, like mesmerizing, like experimental R&B type of sounds. And the song that I picked to play is called Pisonia Prologue. And I was reading a couple interviews that she did for it. For like the release of the project. And the reason why I picked this song, because I was like, oh, the song is about the desire of staying in an unhealthy situation. And I'm all about the toxic energy sometimes. I sometimes give it myself and I sometimes receive it. And this song, I just wanted to play it.
It's already relatable, sis.
Like, you feel me? So like, I just had to play it. So yeah, so this is Pisonia Prologue by Tara.
Rest up on my shoulders. I can take the weight. Just gonna fly away. Don't worry about me. Yeah, honey. Over the beat, see some things that you wouldn't believe. We're killing, breaking in the name of the free. Don't get too close, you're skipping your bound. They take, oh, make sure you stay above ground. With high hopes, spill them all out. They owe me when I was down. We take what we think we deserve, and I follow the same. I seem to break away from the passage of the rain. Nature's way of throwing the key, blowing up the selfish chain. But the selfish guy can't get it right. Don't get too close to slipping your bound. They take, oh, make sure you stay above ground. With high hopes, they spread them all out. The only way now is down. Too sticky, I can't release. Trap my wings, that's no hope for me.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yo,
that crazy. Is,
yeah. Song is fire. That is my favorite style of video. Give me all the screen grab videos. Give me the rear backup car cam video. Like, I love that.
Yes. Yeah. The video was super creative. I thought it was she has, I think, maybe three videos that she did for this project, and they all are very well done. But just the concept of this, using all these different cameras and stuff, it just made it super different and really cool.
I feel like I've been watching a lot of true crime and shit during the panoramic. So the video just hits a little different for me because it kind of it just works really well in line with all the murder and shit that I've been watching, but way more comic.
This screen grab, that's some creepy shit. That's you see someone stalking up on you from the back of your car.
For sure.
Yeah, that's when I'm watching it, I'm thinking I started getting into my conspiracy theorist bag. Yo, is this song about surveillance state? Is this you can't go anywhere without being seen? This is deep. I thought shit got crazy for me.
Between dilemma and the true crime and everything, I'm this is a little too real for me, but I get it.
The video was I think inspired. I've never seen the movie, but 1984. Mm. So that's where they got the idea was from that.
So that is surveillance state. That is surveillance state shit.
Oh, it is? Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're right. That video was executed well because I'm listening to the song. I'm like, oh, this song's fire. And then I started looking at the shit this song is about surveillance state. This shit is crazy.
To go deeper into the song, I think. I mean, the production is great, dynamic, keeps you the whole way. But I really love her delivery. Like the way she breaks up different lines is really cool and keeps it really fresh the whole way. And the lyrics are pretty poetic. I looked up the lyrics, was reading it, but the way she actually delivers those lyrics is not that straightforward and kind of just keeps you on your toes, which I really like.
Yeah. No, that's something that also made me want to pick this song was just the song structure, the way that she's delivering everything. She's not staying in one flow in one pocket. She's switching it up between singing and kind of rapping also. I mean, I fuck with this. The entire project is really good. It's five songs, 15 minutes. You'll listen to it super quick, but it has all these textures in it that are really, really really good to listen to. It kind of the production a little bit reminded me slightly of Sampha. And that's the kind of little energy that I got from it. So yeah.
I can see that.
I fucked with it.
What's the project called?
We have the deep ass lyrics also.
Exactly. And she gets very much into that type of like she gets very deep. The project is called Cavalier. And it came out last year.
I got a peep.
That's happening.
I'm with that. That bridge too. I mean, you can tell in that just with that song that there's a lot of range that she can do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Hi, Matt.
Should we keep it pushing? All right, I got an artist, New Jersey, Rashad. Shout out to East Orange, New Jersey.
Let's go.
Shout out to Amala, my girlfriend. Amala went to middle school in East Orange, you know. Shout out to East Orange Middle School. Sherelle, you know, in the chat. Sherelle, like, I think, Sherelle, you live in South Orange or East Orange? Yeah, so we got deep ties in New Jersey. But funny enough, this
Shout out New Jersey.
Funny enough, this song, I've got like a little story time. Because this song was sent to me by a friend of mine. And not like an industry friend, but like a friend of mine that I went to high school with. Who in high school, me and him used to like, there are definitely some rap songs that the two of us made in high school. And there's also like, when we were freshmen, we used to be in this study hall and we would just like basically do like DJ battles where like I would play a song, he would play a song, I would play a song, he would play a song. And then the teacher would decide who had the better music during that study hall.
You had the original verses is what you're saying.
Yo, my friend Derek and I had the original verses study hall in ninth grade. So like, I keep in touch with him and we were just talking the other day and he was like, yo, have you heard about this kid, Chris Patrick? And I was like, nah, like, you know, send me some stuff. And so I started looking into it and was blown away by this kid and was really hyped. And so like all of that from the New Jersey to my friend Derek to everything, I was like, yo, I have to play this. This kid's been getting a little bit of love. He's gotten love from like DJ Booth, and Sydney actually put him on like her Heat Check playlist over the summer, I think. So like he's been gaining a little bit of love, and there's like a whole story kind of behind the song that I want to talk about afterwards, and I'll let it rock right now. Actually, Layla, I realized that the featured artist on this is an RCA artist as well. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But yeah, so this song, it's called Typical Shit by Chris Patrick featuring Deontay Hitchcock.
Said I'm dumb being hung, so it's fuck the Americans, fuck the experience, strung with embarrassment. Kill my brother for some dumb shit, expect us to be humble Samaritans. Done with the burials, what is we cherishing? Pain done trickle down our family tree. Niggas moving loveless and arrogant, functionless marriages, drug using carriages. Shorty said I'm just a fuck nigga, told her I was done with comparisons. Said I'm done with comparisons. Ventilate. My niggas keep a bag full of gas for the empty whip we trippin' on whenever we move in the state. I hope my shit don't crash, hope the trooper didn't notice when we pass. Pray we make it through and get away, and get about it. My homie moving reckless, nigga been about it. Don't OD if he check us, keep your wits about ya. He quick to load that clip and shoot some shit, don't doubt it. Vroom vroom, skirt off, just a little slap on the wrist. And the homies was laughing how crackers got choppers and still seem to act like a bitch. Mama just called my phone and she asked where I'm going. I said I'll be back in a bit, cause I gotta get back in the mix. Niggas thought we was slacking off quick, cause it's hard being black in America. They gon' put that little target on top of your head and they shoot when your actions is scaring them. I don't wanna be packed in no hearse, I don't wanna be frontin' no news clip. Not no capping and slapping the dirt. They will kill me like nothing, that's true shit. They be acting like black is a curse.
Medicaid. I hit the gas and hit the gas. Say last time will be my last, but I've been low, I need to elevate. My nigga, he just passed, I'm kinda sad. Ain't no last time will be the last. Hope he make it up to heaven's gates. Shit, I doubt it. Did a lot of dirt just tryna get about it. But edging my perspective, cause I was with him wildin'. I take another hit and try to forget about it. Too soon, my dog, I've said that life is a bitch. Trying hard not to slip, but I can't get a grip on all my vices and shit. All my niggas was groomed like we jumped the broom and they throwing rice in this bitch. They thinking assume the world was against me, say it don't pay to be pensive. I say peace of mind is expensive and he better differ, but everything come with a price. Police write a reality check, nigga, you pay the cost with your life. All of this racial tension, so think I'm convinced you can cut through that shit with a knife. He asked why I even put up a fight. It's cause I know that they won't hesitate. Throw my ass, body bag, sit me up and joke and laugh. Cause they hate me, but they won't never say. The reason why they mad is cause I'm black. Well, I guess I would be too if I wasn't. Thank you for everything. Get about it. My niggas, then my niggas call them nigga proudly. Some days I feel like I don't know how to feel about it. Some days I feel like I can't even do shit about it. So fuck the world.
Typical shit. Chris Patrick.
Wow. Jeez.
Deontay Hitchcock.
Wow.
Jeez.
Y'all feel that?
Yeah. You feel me? I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's very rare that you even hear digestible New Jersey music, to be honest. Which is like, that's they at least pass that bar. Like, you feel me? I can hear it. I can listen to it. I mean, let's keep it real. There's not that many Jersey artists. So it's like just that one barrier is hard. It's like just to get out of that New York little brother shadow is great.
Yeah. Yeah, he's repping too. He's repping East Orange.
He's out here. I fuck with it.
But yeah, I was hype on that song. And like the story behind it got me even more hype. So I read an interview with him in a platform called Central Sauce that I had never even heard about this platform before, but Music Discovery blog, they do cool shit. And they had an interview with him talking about this track. And basically, I guess either Deontay Hitchcock tweeted that he was like, yo, who should I be listening to or who should I collab with? And people sent Chris Patrick in and he listened to him and he was like, oh, this kid is cold. Chris kind of connected with him and sent him a few tracks and he fucked with it. And they ended up linking and doing like a verse a day type thing, where they would like send each other, literally like they'd write a verse and send each other back and forth a verse for a day for like 60 days or something. And
that's fire.
Fire. And Chris Patrick basically was like, he basically was like, yo, I had a whole project planned before I started doing that verse a day. And he scrapped that whole project because he was like so inspired and felt like he was like sharpening his pen, just doing this verse a day thing, and like had a big bro to like look up to and gain knowledge from. And so to me, it was just like the whole collab was like this like very heartwarming story about like, you know, he found basically a mentor where he could like share music with and sharpen his pen to the point where they could collab and make a song and you know. And they're saying some real shit on there. Like it's like they're really telling stories about, you know, growing up a black man in America. And so, you know, I really appreciated this whole track.
That last line just hit different too. Like, not sometimes you really just can't do shit about it. That was what really stuck with me. I was like, damn, you right. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That was some Jersey shit too, if I ever heard it. Even though it wasn't from that was from Deontay, but it was from Jersey. That's how people walk around Jersey. I swear, is there in their mind. Like,
sometimes you can't do shit about it. No, you know what's so crazy though? You talking about like how he found a mentor and all that stuff. It like the song, like the way that Deontay comes into the song, he sounds like very like big brother type of like, just like his verses. Just sound way more like mature. And that's not anything against the other artists, but just like the way that he delivered it, just he sounded like just that he had like more years in it. If I make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like even in the video, he like daps him up and he's like, you know, it's kind of like a big bro type thing.
Yeah. Hi, well, dog.
Oh my God.
Doom.
Baby, say Doom has entered the chat.
That's not even fair, bro. Some of us don't have dogs to cuddle right now. Why are you gonna do that?
we three dogs first right now.
He had to get his first Not 97 cameo.
Yes.
I didn't mean to distract, but yeah, Chris Patrick and Deontay Hitchcock, typical shit. And also, like Layla on the RCA tip, I'm excited to see where Deontay Hitchcock goes. I know he's already like, you know, gaining a good amount of love out there, but he's fire too.
For sure. He's from Atlanta, I believe. But he's one of my favorites to work just because like I typically like to focus more on like the emerging artists that people don't really know about. So he's been on my radar for a minute. So I'm excited to make some shit happen for him in the next couple of months.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
All right. Layla, you're next. Your second pick.
All right. All right, so Zakeel, this is so random. The story behind this song is, so I went to college with Zakeel, and he is your typical, like, you know, engineering dude, got this fancy job in engineering after college. And I remember, like, randomly, he sent me a song and was like, I've been making music for fun. And if anybody follows me on Twitter, y'all know my bio on Twitter literally says, please don't send me your music. I hate it. Don't send it to me. But I remember I took a second and I listened to this song because I was like, oh, like somebody I know personally. I was like, let me see. Can, like, you know, especially somebody who doesn't typically make music, you don't know what to expect. And I was completely blown away. So he dropped this EP at the end of last year. So for context, this song was actually, it was sent to me a couple years ago, but the EP just came out last year. So it's still new in the public, like, front. And I was completely blown away. The EP is phenomenal. I thought it was so good. And I feel like I'm talking too much. I just want y'all to hear it. It's fire.
I'm in love, girl, you are a movie. I've been away, I'm hoping I don't lose the feeling you give me inside. Feel so right, so right. Hit cruise control, rolling down the I-5. You by my side, girl, you make me feel alive. Know if I die, I don't want you on the other side, other side. All my problems, you resolve. All my problems, you resolve. All my problems, you resolve. Views on the way, know that I've been waiting for a long time, just so I could play and sing along with you, song by song, word by word. Know I'm in love. Thinking about the future, get you that stone, sorta like Medusa. That's on the way. If you just wait, just wait. That's all I want. That's all I. That's all I want. That's all. That's all.
Yo, this song, it's makes
so me, good.
It makes me feel like I'm in a early 2000s, like, teenage rom-com. Like, there's about to be a food fight in the cafeteria, but somebody about to save me from the sloppy Joe that's about to hit my head type of shit. And no, it's such a weird analogy, but, like, you know, back in the 80s when that one song, what was it? Was just like, I'll stop the world and melt with you. And you heard that in every fucking like teenage movie of all time. Like, that's the type of vibe I get from this song, where I could totally see it on some like teenage rom-com type shit.
Nah, for sure. Totally, that's like totally. That's a sync dream right there. So many syncs going
that
on.
That is.
Who's his publisher?
Yeah. I think he's completely like independent, like no team, nothing aside from the producer that production. And then of course the, like, you know, whoever illustrated this cover, but so fire.
Layla, you got to get these things. Come on. What are you doing?
I know. I got to do a little bit better.
Nah, he's fire. Fresh. He's fresh. The R&B pop, where it's like R&B and pop. It doesn't. It's like the lines have really blurred, where you don't really know which is which almost sometimes. Like, which is, I think, is a great place to be in 2021. Like, as an artist, because you have a lot of options on like what you could do with your music.
I love it.
Totally. Yeah.
I would consider this pop though.
Yeah, same.
This is more pop for sure.
Like yeah. I'll Stop the World and Melt with You was pop. Like, this is very much like pop. Yeah, pop. Like,
yeah, it's some pop. I think so.
Yeah. But, I also had this argument with like, what is like pop really anymore? But like, that's too theoretical, I guess, for right now.
I was just gonna ask you. You went to college with him, but you were saying you didn't know he made music when you guys were in college. So he just sent this to you like out of the blue.
On God, like I'm not kidding. Like I thought we were friends in college. Maybe we weren't because I didn't know this. But like he did not make music in college, and it was such a random thing. And I remember the first time, the first song he actually ever dropped publicly. Had the entire intro was another kid we went to college with. So it was just one of those funny things where you're like, this is hilarious that y'all like put this together. And it took me a second. And I was like, yo, the music is actually fire. So ever since 2016, when he actually wrote this and made this song, I've literally been hitting mans up like, yo, what's good with your music? And the EP finally dropped at the end of last year. So I highly recommend listening to it. It's called Thanks for Pretending. It's so good. Like there, it's one of those like EPs that you could listen to straight and not even realize if it just immediately repeats. It's that good.
Yeah. That's fire. A lot of tracks tonight with high replay value.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
And
do y'all send a playlist out at the end?
Yeah, we have a season 7 updated playlist. But yeah, I mean, I can send you the track list, and then obviously amazing. The episode and everything will be out next week.
Fire.
But yeah, with the replay value, that just means that this episode has high replay value, and everybody got to run this episode back over and over and over.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll say, you already know.
Everybody has gotten submitted songs so far, which is rare. That we rarely place people that just send us songs.
Like, yo, that is true. The song has to be really fire if you send it to us and we play it because we're like, I want to find that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Good. We're on a high note right now.
I love it.
All right, Rashad, you want to get back in your bag?
I'm back in my bag, man. You feel me? Yeah, man. Here we go. Again. No intro. We got Casper with Vogue.
Acting like a ratchet, little hood side, and you on go, always on cold. voices just living in my head. Baby, tell me what you like. Then let me do them things in my ringtone, buzzing all day and all night. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, that's what I expected from the last Party Next Door like album and just didn't get. So thank you for that, yo. Honestly.
Hey, let me tell
OVO,
y'all.
So, OVO, where you at?
Hey, let me tell y'all. So his manager, you feel me?
Tell us.
He hit me up off the DM. Like, he listened to the show, whoopty whoop, and just was, and was like, yo,
my man, this is a Rashad
artist. I mean, essentially, he was like, I fuck with what you got going on. Like, you know, I got an artist, and he created directs also for Casper too. So I guess he either made this cover or picked this cover. So I know Genesis, you said you had fuck with the cover. So anyway,
the cover is super clean.
He hit me up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hit me up and he just sent me the email, and this is his debut off top.
Wow.
He 22 from Dallas.
Damn.
And
sick.
This project is called Keep Me Company, and he independent. He just put it out not too long ago in December. So, and I listened to the whole shit. Honestly, it was hard really picking the song. Like, it's one of them ones too. Like, you could just listen
Damn.
To it and you won't even realize that it played over again.
Facts.
But this in particular song on YouTube, I don't know if it doesn't have a video. I don't know what it is, what it's doing on DSPs or anything, but it got like 70 views, you feel me, on YouTube. So it's like, y'all gotta tap in.
He's still new.
Yeah, he fresh out.
This is big Drake energy. Like, big, like, this is like, if like Drake is a feeling, and like, this is the feeling right there.
This is,
yo, like, that's, yeah, I think feel that.
We've all said it, and like, that's why, Layla, when you said that about Rashad's last pick, we both just laughed because we were like, wait till you hear his second pick. But it really is. This is what Drake thinks he sounds like, or this is what Drake wants to sound like.
You're like feeling Drakey today, and this is the song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Casper killed it. This is fire. Those strings, though, you know, those strings really like are really beautiful. Just the way they're arranged, but then the beat is really cool, the drums are really cool, and the drums switch up throughout the song, and so it's like the drums are really what's like powering that energy. Like, the drums tell you when it's like time to like kind of turn up and when it's time to kind of like mellow out, and then his vocal delivery is just like so clean the whole way through,
smooth.
Yeah
that's definitely a repeat song and definitely an album that we all got to dive into.
Yeah, Keep Me Company. Wow. Fuck with it. And on some shit, like you said, it's probably that Drake energy because of, I think that those strings and the drums kind of almost give you that like 90s R&B type of energy that Drake could be trying to capture sometimes. But like, only a lot of R&B artists now are using it, but only really Drake kind of tap into the slower tempo, like the super duper slow 90s. Yeah. Usually Drake does that, but this one is like, okay, he's using these harp strings and everything, like keeping that tempo super slow. Like, that's that grown folks music, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he just said he produced this too. He's in the chat right now. Shout out to Casper. He produced this.
Oh, he's going crazy. He's going crazy.
Yeah, he's
one hell of a debut track. I'll say that.
Yeah, seriously, he's going crazy.
Yeah, for that to be your debut talent.
Yeah, it's
really excited to learn more. Really excited to learn more. Also, Rashad, that is dope. That like, that was a submission too. Because you're right. We don't take submissions lightly. And for Casper to hit you or his team to hit you with that shit, it also just to me shows that they listened to the show and knew what a Rashad pick would be and knew that this would hit you.
For real,
you'd be like, I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, I never played a submission till right now. So this is my first submission ever.
That's saying a lot.
It's a blessing.
That's saying a lot.
A blessing. I didn't do nothing but receive the alley-oop, you know. Casper already did his thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm always open on the wing for the three.
Hell yeah. All right, Genesis.
All right. So my last pick is this girl, Kasha. And it's a song called No Kink in the Wire. And honestly, this song, I've been listening to it every day since I like discovered it. And it's like, you know how people were like joking around, like how many times did you play Good Days by SZA today? It's like, how many times I play the song in a day is actually probably like obnoxious. Like I probably play the song like maybe like 5-6 times a day because it just like calms me down, like keeps me like very zen. She produced this herself, wrote this herself. And I don't know, I just love this song. Like, I am surprised that I'm not sick of this song yet. The amount of times that I've listened to it, like this song is, yeah. So this is Kasha, No Kink in the Wire.
There's no one alive I know could ever own.
that definitely gave me like 2012 Solange True vibe.
That was definitely that old Solange.
You know, I didn't think about it, but yeah, you're right. It is kind of very like old Solange vibe. I don't know. I literally every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is play this song.
I love it.
And it's been like this forever. That's like I think like a week and a half every morning. And tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and the first song I'm going to play is this. Like
consistency.
I love this track, and I always love when we're on the same page with shit, because Genesis, you sent this to me and I hadn't even seen the video. So the video, like the you know, visualizer got me mesmerized. But then I was like, yo, I've heard this track like a bunch. And then I went back in my SoundCloud likes and like months ago, it was in my likes. And I don't know why. I remember listening to this on repeat. I don't know why I never played it. Like something like, you know, it never hit. And then so I'm glad that you gave it light, because it's so worth it. Like, this song is so good. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, and the visualizer is like it's the visual, bro. Sometimes you just need to see it to like connect the whole sound, like even with the trance like esque vibe, like that you kind of get lost in it. Like your first pick, the whole visualizer, it just makes sense.
It connects. You're right. It wouldn't hit as hard if I couldn't like see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a song you really just like get lost in. Like again, like I'll play this in the morning and I'll just like do like my like regular morning routine, but it'll just like keep me like super calm in the morning. And like I think about like nothing and I'm just like staring out my window and just like chilling and listening to the song. And it's like gives you the best feeling.
It's definitely a cup of coffee in the morning ass song.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Because it's an upbeat song too. So that's why, you know, it wakes me up.
Well, both of your picks tonight, like the delivery of the lines really caught me. And I think that's like, I feel like we talk about delivery a lot, especially when you're talking about like, obviously like rappers and things like that. But a singer like delivering lines in certain ways and doing it in like interesting, captivating ways where it's like, you know, you're just spacing words out in a way that like plays with the melody differently. And that always like adds just an added element to it where like you're following along to the lyrics, but like it's not always the way that you would think those lyrics are said or sung.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. And when you like actually read the song, like she has it on her website, all the lyrics to it, it reads like a poem. So like I also just like reading it as a poem just because it sounds so nice. And it's not something that like rhymes. It's like she's playing again with the song structure. And that's also why this song is like really cool.
We also found out that she is formerly known as Banzai.
And that has, too. Like, we went to a deep dive. We were spying on her like IG today. Yeah, we found out she also, her boyfriend is Muramasa. We didn't know that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's something else we found out, which is really interesting because there's another song that she has called Berlin Air that is co-produced by him. And I didn't put two and two together, but then Matt was like, she was at the 2018 Grammys, and then pulled up that she was at the Grammys in 2019 too. And she was with Muramasa. And I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah, I backstalked her.
I love the underlying surveillance theme here. It's great. I'm a fan. No. Yeah.
I backstalked her and I was like, Genesis, why was she at the Grammys in 2018? but also,
so many dots to
also crazy dot connector shit. Genesis sent me this, and you know, we reach out to all the artists and let them know that we're playing their song on the show. And I was looking around to see who represents Kasha, and I saw this dude Sam, who I've hit up multiple times in the last month or last few months, because we've played multiple artists that he either represents through his management company or his label. And one of them, Genesis, played last week. Like this dude, Sam, his name is Sam Stubbings out in the UK, works with Kilder, who you played. Mm-hmm. He works with Liam, who I played. He works with Jadu Hart. He has a management company called Native Management and then a record label called VLF Records. So I feel like we got to shout him out because that dude's ear is in the right place and we've been following it.
Amazing teeth.
Yeah, and we've been following it without even like knowing. So kind of crazy. Literally.
We've been playing all his artists.
Yeah, like that's never happened before. Sometimes it's like one or two artists, but the fact that we played like...
We've played every single one.
It's like four out of the five artists on his roster, like we've just found and played.
We've played them all.
That's hilarious.
To this dude's credit, like they're all kind of like very forward-facing artists, like kind of subversing genres and pushing boundaries and doing interesting things in like electronic, synth, pop spaces, all that have like are really captivating and really like fresh and new.
Yeah. He has a nice roster right there.
Nice roster. There we did it. 7.6. 8 songs up. 8 songs down. Started it off with Say Woo with Rain and Summer. Debut single. Shout out to her. We had Courtney with What's Up. A great song. A little bop. Shout out to the whole crew. 90 Degree Collective and everybody involved in that track. We fuck with you. We had Nino Francis. Come Home. Another great song. Pisonia Prologue by Tora out in London. We had Typical Shit, Chris Patrick featuring Deontay Hitchcock. Circa 2016 by Zakiel. Vogue by Casper and then No Kink in the Wire by Kasha. Layla, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your picks.
Thank you
for your knowledge.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was so fun.
Thanks
for introducing us to a new genre.
I'm dead. I'm inspired to make the Passion Fruit ass songs playlist. For
yes,
sure.
Let's go.
Yo, for real. Like we've been trying to get more like guest curated playlists, and we've been having some guests that are from different cities curate playlists from their cities. But I think you need to make the Passion Fruit ass songs. Made,
yeah, got you. I'll get working on it ASAP. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. All right. The last song of the night, the Amuse pick of the week. Shout out to our sponsors, Amuse.io. Amuse is a free distribution service, a record label. Everybody, aspiring artists, can download the app, upload their music, and get it all on all streaming services for free. This is an artist from out in Sweden where Amuse is located. And he's kind of been popping up out there, but pretty low key. Stateside. So I dove into his music and found this track and was excited to play it. So the Amuse pick of the week to play us out, 7.6, Banzai Love by Sam Izay.
Just about to show. They've been sneaky, yeah, they've been on the low. You've been resisting, you just gotta let it flow. But you don't know why you can't seem to get things right or find peace of mind. Catch your breath like you're under a spell, and then you get the feeling you're running out of time. These days it's hard breaking through walls. You feel so small, you're sick of it all. They miss your calls, you miss very well.
you think you're falling apart. Listen, they gon' treat you like a bonsai. Give you all the love they can find. Put you in the sunlight. They gon' have you all under minds. Just do it.
Side love, can you feel it? Side love, can you feel it? Side love.